The budget stalemate between Governor Phil Scott and Democratic leaders at the State House is now in its fifth week. Last week, the Republican governor vetoed a second budget bill because the measure does not protect non-residential property owners from an increase in the statewide property tax for education. Then on Tuesday, the House failed to override the governor's veto by a margin of just 5 votes. The Senate will now try its hand at developing a compromise plan, but there is a deadline looming in the background. There needs to be a budget agreement by June 30th. Otherwise, there could be a government shutdown on the first day of the state's new fiscal year, Monday, July 2nd. What would happen if there is a government shutdown? Has it ever happened before? Well, we turn now to VPR's longtime political reporter, Bob Kinzel, in another installment of Ask Bob. Hey there, Bob.
Hey, Mitch.
Well, this is really something. Has the state of Vermont ever faced a government shutdown before? Could it really happen this time?
We've never seen it take place at the state level. So if it happens, we're going to be in uncharted waters. No one is quite sure what will happen. Here's what we do know. Under the Vermont Constitution, quote, "No money shall be drawn out of the treasury unless first appropriated by an act of legislation." Now, both sides insist they do not want to have a government shutdown. Adam Gresham is the budget commissioner of the Scott administration, and he thinks it's a mistake to even be talking about a possible shutdown.
That belief comes from the reality that it doesn't benefit the governor and it doesn't benefit the legislature to shut down state government. I would also add that it doesn't benefit the state of Vermont for all this conversation and all this hype over a government shutdown. We have not mentioned that because we don't think it's going to happen.
But the Democrats, Mitch, say there needs to be a focus on a possible shutdown because the consequences are so great. Here's Senate President Tim Ash.
I think it would be a massive embarrassment to the state of Vermont. It would undermine our state's very strong financial reputation, and it would probably result in a lowering of our bond rating. So it would be pretty unthinkable.
But Bob, most Vermonters want to know, how would a government shutdown affect them? Who would feel the pinch of a shutdown the most, and how would they feel it?
So this is the kind of impact it could have. The state parks would be closed down. The operations of the state police would be shut down. The Department of Motor Vehicles, the tax department, the state's judicial system would be shut down. The corrections department, who would run Vermont jails? Vermont's food stamp program, known as Three Squares, would be shut down, as would many elements of the Medicaid program. So you can tell it would be a mess. A lot of people would be affected. And that's why it's just unimaginable that lawmakers and the governor would let this take place.
It seems like this entire disagreement hinges on the use of roughly $34 million in one-time surplus money. That's extra money the state has. It's a small fraction of the state's overall budget of several billion dollars. So in theory, why couldn't the two sides here split the difference and end the stalemate that way?
This is one of the few times that this approach won't work, because if they split the difference, the governor will still be facing a small increase in the non-residential statewide property tax rate, and he has said all along he will not support any tax increase, period. Now, the Democrats are going to argue they've made some concessions already. They've agreed to use more of the one-time surplus money to ensure there would be no increase in the residential tax rate. But they say they see no movement on the part of the administration, but the administration will counter and say that it's willing to negotiate over elements of the governor's five-year plan to reduce education costs, but they are not going to negotiate over tax rates.
Bob, this is taking on the look of a really dangerous kind of game of fiscal chicken, if you will. Are there any other solutions being considered that would satisfy both Governor Scott and Democratic leaders?
Here's one possible solution. Most of the one-time surplus money is the result of unanticipated activity in the Vermont personal income tax. And that's happening because a bunch of folks made income tax changes this year to reflect changes that will be put into place with the new federal tax law next year. So why not use the surplus money to help taxpayers who generated it? You could do that by reducing Vermont's lowest income tax rate just for a one-year period, all Vermonters who file income tax returns would benefit, and that's a rate that's applied to everyone's initial amount of income. Business owners would benefit. The only people who don't benefit are out-of-state second homeowners, and it moves the debate away from the property tax question and becomes a tax cut for all Vermonters. I think all sides win, and the stalemate is broken.
Very interesting. So if I'm reading you right, Bob, you're saying that even if there is a slight increase in that non-residential property tax rate you're talking about, it would be offset by savings using that surplus money to bring down the income tax rate.
That's right. And, you know, I think everyone at the State House is aware of this option. This is not an original thought. And why it isn't being taken more seriously is really a mystery to me.
Well, Bob, do you think there will be a resolution to this budget stalemate before that new fiscal year starts Monday, July 2nd?
Mitch, I actually do, because there are no winners if Vermont state government gets shut down. I think the reaction from most people is going to be quick and very angry. The public isn't going to buy into this idea that somehow one side is more guilty than the other. I think it could cause a crisis in confidence in state government, and people might start viewing Vermont government in the same negative way that they consider politics in Washington, D.C. So I've got to believe there's going to be a solution that gets away from the property tax rate question and provides some tax relief to Vermonters in some creative method.
VPR's Bob Kinzel, thank you as always so much for your insights. I really appreciate the time.
My pleasure, Mitch.